high time now for our tune of the week.
Come on, let's go.
This is the Media Industry Guru Show, the show that exposes you to entertainment, music, film, TV, and tech.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Hey, Joe. Welcome to the Media Industry Guru Podcast. Very excited to have you on and looking forward to hearing all things about your life in LA in the music industry.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
So are you originally from LA? What got you passionate about working as an artist in LA?
Yeah, so I'm originally from Kansas. I grew up there. And, you know, I was kind of like thinking about this question, like, how did I, you know, get into working in music and all that stuff? And it was kind of by an accident, I would say, because growing up in Kansas, you know, you don't really see a lot of people working as producers or songwriters and all that. And I really just knew that I loved music, but I didn't know that I could do it as a job. But over the summer of COVID, I actually started writing to some film and TV briefs. And that's when I realized, maybe there is, you know, multiple streams of revenue that I can accrue to actually make this a career. Mm-hmm. And then more than that, I got a scholarship to go to USC, and it was in the music program. And that's also was like, oh, I can go to school for this. I didn't know that. And it kind of made it possible. So those are kind of the moving parts that made all the stars align.
Nice. Well, fight on. And it's great to hear more about like how you started your career and were able to get those licensing opportunities. I want to chat more about some of like your recent works and singles that you've released on all the DSPs, including Spotify. Some of my favorites are The Cab Ride and Strange Babies. Do you want to talk a little bit more about those, what the process was like, what your experience was like, and even if those kind of got any sync opportunities?
Yeah, thank you. First of all, thank you for listening. I really appreciate that. Yeah, both of those songs, I love them. I guess I'll start with The Cab Ride. That one came from a writing session with two of my friends, Scott Crepane and Brian Reynolds. And it's like kind of a funny story because I met them at this songwriting expo called Durango, which I've been to a couple times. It's great. So if you know, any songwriters that want to get into sync or just, you know, network with other songwriters, producers, artists, it's a great opportunity and just community for that. But we met at that conference, and then they both live in Washington, and I was there over the summer. And I remember I was going to fly there from New York, but then my flight started to get delayed, like the night I was about to leave, and it got delayed, and finally at 12 a.m., they canceled the flight. And I was just alone in New York City, and I didn't know where to go. And I like booked a hotel, and I was just like scared and alone. And I remember getting an Uber to the hotel, and I started like crying because I was just overwhelmed with everything. And I wrote down the line, crying in the back of a cab last night, casualty of a careless. And so then the next day we literally had that writing session, and I brought that in, and we just, you know, made this whole song from that. And it was awesome. I really love writing with them, and it's definitely one of my favorite songs I've ever written. So that's that story. And then Strange Babies was kind of it came from this period of my life where I was writing a song a day and then posting it on TikTok because I think it was like COVID or something like that, and I wanted to keep working on my craft, and I thought, oh, like posting on TikTok would be a way to keep me accountable. And I had had a dream about like in my dream I was walking around a hospital and like looking at newborn babies, and I remember thinking like, oh, this is the epitome of love, like having a baby with someone, like that's what my dream was. Wow. And then I know it was like really random, and then I wrote song. And the song had more to do with that at the time, which is why it's called Strange Babies. But then as I kept working on the song, it completely lost that like touchstone.
Oh, wow.
The song, but like the title retained. So it's kind of confusing. But the song now is kind of just about like growing up and, you know, wanting to stay the same and being innocent still, but you're growing up and that it's kind of hard to hang on to some of those things. And, but so I wrote that song and I put it on TikTok and I wasn't, you know, going to do anything. But then one of my longtime collaborators and friends, Harper James, who is a super talented producer, writer in New York City. He's also a part of a band called 8090. So check him out. He's the best. He saw, I was like, oh, we should work on a song together. And he was like, okay, what song? And I was like, oh, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, I saw that TikTok of your song. Like, we should work on that. Like, that's fire. And I was like, I don't know. Like, it's kind of weird, blah, blah, blah. But then he kind of coerced me into doing it with him. And I'm so glad he did because, yeah, it was like super fun. And the way that we work, since he was in New York City and I was in Kansas at the time, we just kind of like sent back and forth stems. So like I would record the vocals, he would do some guitar, and then we would communicate back and forth about how we wanted the production and the mix to sound. So yeah, those are the little origin stories of those.
You never know how music evolves, especially like as an artist, singer, songwriter, how it just starts and just grows from there. From being in the back of a cab, you would have never expected to write that song. And due to your flight being delayed, you got all those streams of 20,000 plus. And then same with that dream for Strange Babies, you wouldn't have expected that either, just to pop in your head. Sometimes those crazy moments, like people say, like, what is it, like singing in the shower, stuff like that, are those type of experiences you get the best ideas. Would you agree?
Oh, definitely. I'm always talking about how, I don't know, you just need to be bored more. You know, we live in a society where we're constantly stimulated. There's always something to like watch or consume or whatever, sink our teeth into. And I think it's those moments when we're forced to be bored, we're then forced to be creative and use our imagination to keep ourselves entertained. And then we come with these crazy ideas.
No, I definitely agree to that. And then going in LA, having that experience, what has it been like? What have been some like kind of positive, rewarding experiences, any venue highlights, any experiences writing in LA, collaborating with others in LA as well?
Yeah, great question. So at USC, I am a music production major, which is super cool because all of our classes kind of align with that goal. So first off, like just being at the school, I've been able to work with a lot of really inspiring, talented, and supportive professors. One of mine, his name is Smitty. Shout out Smitty, he's the best. And you know, being in their classes, I'm constantly challenged by the projects we get. And then we work with my other music production majors, and they're all extremely talented. I'm always just amazed talent and their hard work. And so that's been really positive, being able to be in that kind of environment at school. And then outside of that, even though I was an artist in Kansas, I've definitely been shifting more towards working as a producer and writer for other artists, and also working in sync while I've been here. And so being in LA and I guess having access and networking with so many more artists than I would in Kansas, I've been able to work with some really cool artists and work on their projects. So like, for example, me and Megan Chen, we released a song in December called Waterfall, and we're working on some other stuff for her EP, which is super exciting. I mean, I think another great thing about LA is that you're surrounded by not just other musicians and writers, but you know, people talented in so many other areas. So right now I'm working on a music video for one of my songs and it's so cool because I can just like shout out into the ether and someone will answer my call, because there's so many creative people around here that are, you know, cinematographers and directors and set designers and whatever. And so I think that's also been a really positive experience of living in LA.
Yeah, kind of LA, like, especially since it's such a creative hub, it's kind of the world is your oyster, where you can like make your own path, carve it out. It's definitely not linear, but you get so many different opportunities, like you mentioned, collaborating with others, like in school or outside of school, meeting new people for sync or just any other producing, collaborating, etc. It's just such probably a very rewarding and eye-opening and also educational experience, I would say.
Yeah, totally. And it's so different from Kansas, which is pros and cons. And Yeah, it's that, like everyone with, they're always like, oh, like what's it like in the big city? And yeah, so it's been good so far.
I guess you have the LA traffic and earthquakes, but in Kansas you have the tornadoes. So you have its
Yeah.
pros and cons there.
Yep.
Do you have any upcoming like personal or professional goals for yourself as an artist while you're in LA? Any new singles we should be on the lookout? I know you just mentioned you have a new music video coming out soon.
Yeah. So first I have to plug the song I released in February on Valentine's Day. It's called So Much More. And it's just this like really cute song about, like having a crush on your best friend and you want so much more than them just being your friend. And I wrote, produced, mixed the whole song. And I mean, music video for that one too. And it features Squishmallows. Like I'm in love with my Squishmallow. That's the premise of the music video. And there's a tea party and we do a dance number and it's just super
Interesting.
silly and fun. So stream So Much More, first of all. But then the music video I'm working on right now is for a song that I'm releasing called Newly Fallen Snow on April 12th. And that's during Sexual Assault Awareness Month for anyone that doesn't know. And basically, for those who also don't know, one in six, this is kind of serious, but one in six American women and 13% of all students experience rape or sexual assault. And I've unfortunately had a couple of friends that have experienced sexual violence. And I wrote this song about a year ago about it. And I just wanted to release it and release it in a way that I could spread awareness about the subject and support survivors of sexual
Wow.
assault. And so a way that I'm trying to do this is I'm making this video, and part of making the video is I have a fundraiser to raise funds to make the video that is going to, the video premise is it's like an interpretive dance video with a loose narrative, and it's going to be about sexual assault, but it's not, we're not trying to like I guess do it in an exploitative way. It's very like suggestive. So we're not going to like be doing
Sure.
anything that the actors are uncomfortable with or the viewers, but we're having a fundraiser to help create that video. And then 10% of those funds that we raise are going to be
Wow.
donated to Joyful Heart Foundation, which is a nonprofit committed to helping survivors and ending the backlog of untested rape kits. So I'm very excited about that. The fundraiser is still going on. We have about 7 days left. So if you guys want to donate who are listening, I'll share the link with you. And
Great. It takes like a really great leader and also like pioneer to be able to not only contribute to that cause, but also like create and develop like a song, a music video behind it. It's really impactful. And I feel like those type of things probably are really challenging, and because like the topic's so deep and difficult, but also at the same time, like you make such an impact, those challenging and risk-taking factors are probably very rewarding. And you get to touch so many people, including yourself.
yes, yeah, and I mean that's exactly what I hope to get out of this, and I'm really grateful to the people around me that are on my team that are helping me make this a reality, and then the people who've donated so far. Like I'm really truly so grateful for them because I do feel so strongly about this subject, and I want to make a difference as small or as large as I can, just anything to make my community and the world at large a better place.
And speaking on that, do you have any tips or tricks that you kind of learned on the way? Any mentors that gave you some tokens of wisdom that you like to share for people that want to be in your shoes to be like a pioneer, create this campaign where you're showcasing your talent, but also helping out others, along with just like your professional development as an artist? Do you have anything in mind that you'd like to share?
That's a good question. This is my first time, I think, really combining my art with an activist approach. But when I was back in Kansas, I volunteered at a nonprofit called Faith Always Wins, and it was dedicated to creating more interfaith communications and just cultivating understanding across religions in our community. And it was created after a white supremacist shooting in my community. So we felt, it's really important for people to create tolerance and understanding and empathy with each other, even though our beliefs may differ, like we're all human at the core. And so I think from that experience, just trying to lead this project with lots of love and always returning back to the emotions that catalyze this process for myself. So remembering, like, I don't know, just thinking about all the people that I want to help, that like keeps me centered, especially when I'm, you know, and like asking people for money, like that's not easy. It's hard, uncomfortable sometimes. And so, you know, just kind of returning back to the why and the heart in the project.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being on the podcast. This is really great. And looking forward to seeing more about this cool, exciting adventure that you're taking on, like in a leadership capacity, but also from an artist standpoint. It's really a huge accomplishment and quite an accolade. So congratulations on thus far with all your songs and this upcoming music video and this campaign. And looking forward, do you have any favorite venues in mind or like top of the list that you want to perform at in LA someday?
Ooh, I mean, so one of my all-time favorite artists is Elton John. So okay. I've always wanted to perform at the Troubadour because that was like his first American performance. And so, yeah, there's that. And then obviously like, oh, I don't know. Oh, like the El Rey. I've always thought that venue was really pretty. Okay. The Chandeliers. But yeah, I don't know. Any place will take me, I guess.
Well, thank you for being on the podcast and hope to see you possibly at the Troubadour coming soon to launch this endeavor and maybe El Rey too.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Media Industry Guru podcast. Check out the Instagram at Media Industry Guru for all the details on the latest and coolest, I mean coolest, upcoming episodes that you will here. Email at mediaindustrygurupodcast@gmail.com for any other interviews that you would like to hear, or if you would like to be on the air and give a little promo or talk about yourself or just even chat with me, because you know I'm doing this, I'm invested in this. And tune in weekly, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays on the Anchor app, Spotify, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, Breaker, and many more streaming platforms. Thanks again for all of the support and peace out and let's rock and roll.